This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Field. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hanna. This is What's on Your Mind, North Dakota's most listened to radio program. Glad to have you along, whether you're listening on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, booming to the Bakken, or, of course, KLTC in Dickinson. We're glad to have you. It is opening day for the Minnesota Twins. They take on the Kansas City Royals at 3 this afternoon, and we thought we'd come get things going. Maybe, get things roaring on a better foot for the Minnesota Twins this year. Looking forward to another season. This stadium is just the best. It's just unbelievable. And if you haven't been to a game, really encourage you to get that on your bucket list. Get down here and take it in. It's just, they thought of everything. They really did. We're going to talk to Dave St. Peter. He was one of the, of course, North Dakota native, Bismarck native, UND alum, one of the architects behind this idea for the Minnesota Twins to have a traditional stadium in downtown Minneapolis. And so we'll talk a little bit about how they've kept Target Field humming year in and year out. We have a MyPillow survey question today, Todd. You ready for this? This is really going to be a tough one for folks. Really, really tough. MyPillow survey question, by the way, means you answer a question, and we put you in a drawing for a free MyPillow, which is the fuel behind Todd and I. That's our energy. Keeps us going. MyPillow, right? And now even our dogs have MyPillow pillows. Actually, MyPillow pet beds, as a matter of fact. Hudson is absolutely loving it.
Cat, depending on who's hogging it, I guess.
You have a dog and a cat fighting over it now?
Two dogs, three cats, and it's, you know.
They fight over it? They
whoever lays claim first, they get it. You know,
I'd put my money on the cat, actually. Probably. Those cats, they fight.
You're like, smart.
Woo! Not pretty. Anyway, so here's the survey question.
But it does work.
It does, yeah. And they are great. MyPillow.com to check them all out. Here's the question we need you to answer, and you can do it when you call us at 800-228-0550. You can phone us up. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Most people prefer to answer the survey question by text, and that's okay, too. So you can text Todd, send them all to Todd today if you're answering this question, 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. Free MyPillow to one lucky winner that answers this question. And there's no right or wrong on the answer. We'll just randomly pick one of the entrants. Brat or hot dog? Brat or hot dog? That's our big question, ladies and gentlemen, for you on the program today. You're at the stadium. What do you choose? You go brat or do you go hot dog? Todd, do you have an answer?
I'd go with brat.
You go brat?
But I mean, I won't turn down a good hot dog. But.
Me either. See, to me, if it's in the backyard and you know you got the neighborhood barbecue going on, I go hot dog. I would, you know, that's just more. But at a baseball game, to me, you've got to go brat. Brat is the big way to go. I really, really believe that is that's the way to go. So anyway, if you want to answer that question, you're in the drawing for a free MyPillow, and it's the premium pillow. It's the nice one. Can't wait to send it to you. It'll be coming your way. 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. So we'll talk some Twins baseball today. Dave St. Peter will join us a little later on. Troy Coons will join us from the Northwest Landowners Association. We're going to get an update on what's happening at the North Dakota Legislature. Northwest Landowners have been moving and shaking and getting all around, and we'll get an update from them. Chris Berg will also check in from 6:30 Point of View. I know he's doing an ag forum, I believe, tomorrow, and we'll get an update on that, too, and find out what's on his mind. You can watch him tonight, 6:30 on KX4, 9:30 on West Dakota Fox. So he'll be here a little later on in the program as well on What's on Your Mind Today. So what is on your mind? Give us a call at 800-228-0550 and let us know. Adam Housley is a reporter for the Fox News Channel, and I don't know if you caught this yet, but he has some very interesting reporting going on right now about how there was a political intelligence operation within the Obama White House for about a year that had nothing to do with national security. So this wasn't about the Russia story. This wasn't about, Michael Flynn and in the course of an investigation about national security, we came across this. None of that. It was not that. It was a political intel operation designed specifically to survey and surveil and tap into and get to communications of Trump administration officials. Now, folks, this is a big one. It's a big one. No doubt about that. So, of course, I've done a little survey of all the other media, and I see Politico, no, not really Politico, because that was more of a story about Donald Trump saying he's been proven correct on his tweet, which he has. So that wasn't anything about Adam Housley's reporting necessarily. The Hill, I think. The Hill picked it up. One news organization up on Capitol Hill. Otherwise, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, nada, Zippo, nothing. I have a theory here. I think maybe some of the Russia madness, I mean, because it's crazy. You could pay somebody $1,000 and say, make sense of it all for me. Go look into the reporting and make sense of it for me. And nobody would. They wouldn't be able to do it. They couldn't possibly, make any sense of it. It's just insanity. It's a mumbled jumbled mess of reporting. I think that's by design. I think the Obama administration, they knew they did what they did. They knew that the slivers of this were coming out. Trump said what he said and everything else. So this is all a game. This is all a game to try and muddy the waters, if you will. I really believe that's what's going on. You agree? Disagree? Let me know. Chad and Beulah, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say hats off to the Senate for the shared parenting bill that might get all the way through. They're just way too many parents that don't get their time like should. I've been doing child support and not having any real say in medical and dental stuff for the last almost 7 years. I just hope to get it to where it could be an equal deal. Both make decisions and do what's best for the kids. Hopefully the attorneys start, doing what they can and are able to do. And yeah, it's sad, but
I wish the process, Chad, would be you and the mother of your kids have X amount of time to come up with a parenting plan that's best for the kids, right? So
yeah.
You recognize, what's the best thing for the kids? That's what we ought to decide. And if we can't get there after 30 days, then some sort of a process. And if that doesn't work, then you get an attorney involved. But right now it's, okay, here's how it works, and the clock starts ticking, and you pay a fortune. I can see where a lot of parents that have been through this would say enough already. It costs too much. It shouldn't.
Well, here's one thing too. I mean, I'm probably way out there, but I mean, attorneys are very expensive. Why not have a first hearing? Both parents both have a hearing and say, okay, this is me. This is my lifestyle. This is her. This is her lifestyle. And if the judge says, yeah, okay, I understand, or else, nah, we need to be doing some more checking in, or it's leaning this way or the other way, then it's like, okay, I see here, now I need to go get an attorney. Instead of a retaining fee right away, I need to find an attorney, go through all the hoops, the money down, which a lot of divorced people can't afford it, right off the get-go. And it's sad for the kids.
You started this conversation by saying, way to go, Senate. I know some people who were advocating for reform on the whole shared parenting issue and advocating for some specific legislation that saw what the Senate did was a total end around, where, they took the legislation and how it came out of the House and completely changed it. Did that get fixed at the 11th hour? Are you in the loop on that conversation?
I guess I really don't know 100%. I was told, or I see what I seen was through, of course, through Facebook, but 2819 or something, and it's for the shared parenting bill where they're trying to do 50-50 at the very least 35%.
Yeah, there was,
like
there was,
every
there was
other
some,
weekend.
I got to get an update on it because the last I heard, it had been radically changed in the Senate committee, and the term that was used by some of the folks, again, advocates of the original legislation as it existed in the House and for the change, for the reform, was that the lawyers pulled a fast one, and the Bar Association originally neutral on this, then got involved and started twisting arms and got their way, and so it doesn't look like what it originally looked like. What you said was how it was reported, that sort of it was a compromise. I just was curious if that's true, and if anybody else knows, they can certainly give us a call. You want to vote on hot dog or brat, Chan?
Oh, for sure hot dog.
No kidding. You'd go hot dog first.
Yeah, if it ain't a brat I made, I'm a little nervous.
all right, Chad. Hang on a second. We'll get your phone number, at least, so we can put you in that drawing, okay, and call you back if you win. Others waiting at 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number. Don't forget you can text Todd, too, on that survey question, 701-226-8503.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. A career with MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Join our team at MBI Energy Services. Go to MBIEnergyServices.com or on their Facebook page to find out about today's listings of great career opportunities. With hundreds of companies operating in the oil fields, why should you choose MBI? It's the best. MBI Energy Services. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Polar Service Center is hiring. If you hear nothing else, hear that and hear this number, 701-495-0997. That's right, 495-0997. When you call that number, Adam will answer. He is the recruitment director for Polar Service Center. They have locations in Williston, in Killdeer, in Billings, Montana. Polar is the biggest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. They build the best tank trailer on the road. Their service center serves those and other brands. They're looking for technicians. They pay great. If you know anyone with any kind of experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center wants you. Do you want to be appreciated? Do you want to be compensated for the value you bring to an organization? How'd you like to make $32 an hour? That's what they pay. Great benefits and more. Call Adam now. 701-495-0997. Polar Service Center. 495-0997. Now, Polar Service Center. Or click careers at polarservicecenters.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
We're live at Target Field opening day for the Minnesota Twins. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinnett live on What's on Your Mind. They are, as we speak, they are right now doing a little practice round for the Star Spangled Banner. The national anthem. I'll spoil the surprise. It's an orchestra, as a matter of fact. Yeah. And they have some fireworks. It gets real, ladies and gentlemen, at Target Field. Our live broadcast brought to you by our friends at Sweeney Cleaners of Fargo, the professional's choice for pickup and delivery at home or the office. Two locations in Fargo on 17th Street North and on South University Drive, South Fargo. And they have a drop-off location at Ivory Leather in West Fargo, too. Drapery cleaning and finishing, alterations, bridal gown preservation, suede and leather cleaning. They do it all. SweeneyCleaners.com or call 235-5545. They're locally owned and operated. Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Big question, brat or hot dog? Ted Mandan says brat because it fills the belly. He did send an emoji of a beer. Didn't know there was an emoji of a beer. Did you guys? Maybe I did know that. Yeah, I don't know. So far, by the way, 22 of you have said brat, 16 hot dogs. So I'm glad to know that I still have my pulse on the people here. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very, very impressed. Thank you for that, Todd. Keep me posted. If hot dog goes strong over the brats, let me know. I'll do some serious campaigning for brats to keep us right there in tune. We're all wrong, though, says another texter. Song ain't baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet, and brats. Well, that's true. Yeah, maybe we are. Maybe we got a little bit. Either that or we just have to do another song. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Brats. Go Royals. Well, take that one and throw it out, Todd. They've been rooting for the Royals. Opening day, Minnesota Twins, Kansas City Royals, and you're rooting for the Royals? Come on.
I know. Come on. How can you show up at Thursday and root for the Royals? Come on.
Yeah. Texter says, let Chad know that nothing will change with the way the bill was amended by the Senate Judicial Committee. Okay, that's the opinion of some other folks that I've talked to as well that believe that, and that's a little trick they pull in the legislature where, you know, they still call it what it was called and it's still action on the particular bill, but it is completely, you know, doesn't even represent what it looks like. So, anyway, that's what I thought. But Chad, you got the scoop there. Another says, hot dog. Biting into the skin of a brat is one of the most disgusting things I've ever done in this life. Well, you got to get the right brat, you know. I think that's the key there. You're missing it. So, big national, international story actually that just broke before the show this morning. At least 10 people killed in an explosion at a metro station in Petersburg, Russia. Sounds like there was a device of some kind, an explosive device on the train in Russia. So. Interesting. Similar to what we've had with planes before. So we'll keep following that one for you. Let's go to Bob in Grafton. Where'd Bob go? I think Bob is going to roll in on the weigh in on the survey there. But I don't see him there anymore. 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number 701-258-0550. You can also text me. Now text Todd with your broad or hot dog questions because he's keeping track of everybody and we'll do a drawing by the end of the program to find out who our lucky winner is of a free MyPillow, premium MyPillow. But if you have questions for Dave St. Peter, the Minnesota Twins, you can get those in to me at 701-226-8503. No, that's Todd's number. Sorry. My number is 701-367-2054. 701. What'd you say, Todd?
You can do either one.
Yeah,
either
sure.
One
if you have questions for Dave St. Peter today, 701-367-2054 or Todd, 226-8503. Texture says, if you prefer hot dogs to brats, chances are you're 12. yeah.
Well, you do have the right brat.
Yeah.
Because and if you prefer a hot dog over a brat, but you may not prefer a bad hot dog over a brat.
If you prefer
a bad hot dog over a good brat, then we have some psychological stuff for you.
True. Anything on your mind, let us know. 258-0550. You can also answer the survey question, MyPillow survey question today. Free MyPillow, premium MyPillow, yours. If you're drawn, any of our answers that come in today on the program, answering brat or hot dog. What do you prefer? It's opening day. We're at Target Field. We're going with the heavy question today. And also tell us what's on your mind. 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Texter says, why is the health care bill called a health care act? I don't know the answer to that. I guess we better save that one for Wednesday and ask a real live congressman on our talk radio town hall. Act is sometimes put on different pieces of legislation, but I don't know why.
Isn't it an act of bill that is passed?
Well, you enact a bill, right. You know, but legislation sometimes is, I don't know. You know, that term act goes on other pieces of legislation, but I don't know why. I think he's going for the history question here, Todd, on why. Not being critical or anything. I don't know.
Right.
I know. Text your hot dog loaded up with chili, cheese, and onion equals heaven. I can't disagree. I can't disagree. Done right. I'm happy with just a hot dog and onion and mustard.
There are going to be some people that are disappointed there are onions in heaven, but...
Well, there's no onions here. He wanted chili, cheese, and onion equaled heaven for him. But, yeah, why? You have a bias against onions, Dan?
No, I'm just... I know people who do. I'm married to one. There are people
like
who do onions. Have that kind of bias.
Yeah,
I can't explain those people, but they are out there.
I think my wife has a bias to my breath after having onions. But I don't think it's the actual onions that's the problem. It's like, oh, get away from me.
Oh, no, because my wife takes she'll get onion rings. She's going to kill me for actually sharing this, but too bad. She'll order onion rings.
Take
and
the onion
remove
out.
The onion.
Yeah. We've had kids
and then eat the rest.
Our family, too. Yeah, it happens. I'm here to tell you. It happens.
Texas says, brought all the way, who cares about baseball?
Oh, is that right?
Hmm.
Wow. Well, to me, brats and baseball are sort of synonymous, right? I mean, hot dogs and baseball are synonymous. Pizza and, you know. But such an American pastime, you know? It's kind of fun.
No
I mean,
doubt.
I go back to my childhood when I think about the Minnesota Twins, right? I go back to my dad, who was the craziest of all Minnesota Twins fans, and he was in heaven if he was in Met Stadium watching the Twins. And, I mean, he revered, you know, the great Twins. He really did. You know, his era kind of be the Frank Quillacy, Paul Giel, you know, early years of Harmon Killebrew, Tony Oliva, you know.
There you go.
When they were getting her done. My era of the Twins is like, you know, Herbie, right? Kirby Puckett, that era, so... You just kind of grow up with them. I just really do. Another texture. If one of the three dogs, Cloverdale, Red Dog, Nathan, or Hebrew National, I'd take any one of those dogs over a brat. I see. Ted Bismarck says brat too. Okay. Non-pre-cooked brat, broiled in beer. Boiled, I guess, in beer. And onion, then finished on the grill. I see. All right. Another one.
I'm game.
Yeah. Chris and Bismarck, let's get you in here after the break. Stay tuned. Dave St. Peter will join us as well. Stadium brats in Minnesota Wild, nothing better, says another texter. All right.
Hot dog brats are all fat, texter says.
I'll say this after the break. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A foot-long hot dog and just a pile of diced raw onions. You guys have a great day. Bye.
Oh, now I'm hungry. Now I can't even wait. Yeah, I was waiting for the mustard. But Dave St. Peter, President and CEO of the Minnesota Twins with us. Bismarck native, UND grad. How are you, sir?
Hey, welcome to Target Field, guys. We're doing well today. It's opening day. How can you not be doing well?
No, it is unbelievable. Hot dog or brat for you?
Oh, I would go, both.
Yeah, there you go. That's the better. That's the best answer of the show.
You have a brat pregame, and you give that dog in the early part of the game. You accompany that with a cold beverage. You can't go wrong.
I love it. Do you remember your first Minnesota Twins game?
Yes. I assume you mean that I was there. Yeah. It was at the Old Met. Probably, I thought about this the other day. I'm guessing I was about 7 years old. I think it was the 1974 season, and my mom and dad brought the family down to the Twin Cities and had a chance to go to the game at the Old Met again, the Minnesota Twins against the hated New York Yankees.
Wow.
And got some autographs. I still have the program. Remember it like it was yesterday, Rodney Carew and Tony Oliva. And might have been 72 because, Harmon was still with the club. So maybe I was even younger, but because I remember Harmon being with the Twins still at that time.
Carew and Oliva, my gosh, what a bunch of memories there for sure. And you probably listened to your fair share of Twins games too, huh?
I did, though, as I growing up, it used to give me great angst. We did not have an affiliate in Bismarck. Of course, now we do, thankfully. But I listened to the games out of Jamestown.
As a
kid growing up, I was the classic kid. I tell my boys this, they don't believe me, that you didn't get highlights. This is before cable television, and literally listened to Herb Carneal and, as you went to bed, particularly in the spring. I loved those West Coast games, but I got the games out of, it was kind of fuzzy at times, but I'd get them out of Jamestown living in Bismarck.
Unreal, yeah. And then K-Fire woke up and became the affiliate.
They did,
right? Yeah.
We've got the powerful 550 flamethrower across not just North Dakota, but into Canada, what have you. So our network is very strong, about 90 stations, and it's one of the. I always describe it as the lifeblood of Twins baseball when you really think about the footprint, the regional connection to the team, and how important the Twins are to not just the Twin Cities, but in this case, outstate Minnesota and through North and South Dakota, Northern Iowa, Western Wisconsin.
Yeah, I grew up doing that. Small town Minnesota, Montevideo, even out in South Dakota. It was just a part of everyday life in small town Minnesota. South Dakota, North Dakota is really pretty neat. I was walking in today and remembered that it was 2010 when this opened. And 7 years later, and it is... It looks like the first day you opened it. You've kept it really fresh. It's a great stadium, isn't it?
Yeah, we're blessed. We do have a good ballpark. I think by every measure, it's one of the gems of Major League Baseball. And that's not just me saying it. That's people who visit every park. I think we've been able to keep it fresh. We've added a lot of new things over time. And I think when you look at the fan data, we survey our fans all the time. They love this place. They love coming here. They love spending time here. They love the food and beverage. They love the service. What they don't love is they don't love 103 losses. We have to be better
no,
on the field.
You heard about that a little bit from the fans?
We have found a way to kind of screw this thing up in terms of our on-field play. And, that's all of our responsibility. So we own that. We went through a pretty significant leadership change a year ago. Derek Falvey joined us as our chief baseball officer, and Thad Levine came from the Texas Rangers to be our general manager. And, we're moving forward. We're building out an organization that we think will lead ultimately to a period of sustained success. And hopefully 2017 will represent a significant step forward in that direction.
So how much does the fan experience at an awesome venue like Target Field override, a tough year like last year with 103 losses?
I think it buys you time. I think our fans, let's be honest, we still had almost 2 million people come here last year for a team that lost 100-plus games. That doesn't happen if your fan experience is horrible. But this is not an expansion team, and the Minnesota Twins brand, playing competitive, winning baseball is a significant part of that brand historically. It needs to be again for us to get our attendance levels back to where they really should be, which is well north of 2 million people, hopefully north of 2.5 million people. And that's what we're ultimately working toward, and we're going to get there. It's just going to take a little bit more patience from our fans to allow this group of young players to emerge and us to add more talent to it over time.
Well, you mentioned that you survey the fans a lot. What, outside of the X's and O's of the game and what's on the field, what else do they like? What do they like about Target Field?
Well, they love the connection to downtown. They love the connection to the Warehouse District, the North Loop neighborhood. They particularly love some of the tributes in this park to the history of our franchise. I think they like the technology footprint. That's a growing factor for particularly young demographic, as is, frankly, the standing room areas. All of the data, again, shows that the younger fans are going to be more transient. They're less focused on a fixed seat. They want to be able to connect with their friends or buddies. They want to stay on their phone and do what they do with Snapchat and Twitter and other social media, and they want to have a cold beverage. And that's not necessarily sitting behind home plate or in the left field bleachers. It might be up in Minnie and Paul's or in the Town Ball Tavern or Herbeck's or just standing on the right field drink rail. There's all kinds of great standing room in this park, and that's one of the things that we're trying to cater to going forward.
There's a section I read about where it's $75, includes your tickets and all you can eat. It's pretty popular. What's that called again?
Well, I think you might be referring to Catch, which is in center field there, right below the famed Minnie and Paul sign. We introduced that last year. It's 120 seats. It sold out immediately, which tells me we probably didn't price it high enough. But it's very popular. And, it's funny. The premium products in this facility sell. Our Thomson Reuters Champions Club behind home plate, the highest-end ticket in the park, we still have a significant waiting list for. It's just like the Timberwolves. When they struggle across the street, their courtside seats are sold out. That isn't the issue. The issue is how do you sell those other more mainstream seats and get more people into the ballpark?
You mentioned the technology. I just noticing. I mean, the screens are like you're in your house looking at a 50-inch TV or something. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
Are you updating that all the time?
Well, I'm looking at that board right now, and it looks spectacular. That board though is now 8 years old, and the shelf life on those boards, from a technology point of view, is about a decade. So we're not that far away from having a very serious conversation about a brand new video board here, probably bigger, probably even more crisp. Those are all exciting things in our future, very expensive things in our future, but those are great things for fans, and those are things that's kind of the next generation. And frankly, that's the expectation now when you come to a game, not just here, but you go in and you look at the video product that's even in regional facilities, whether it be the Fargo Dome or the Alera Center or the Bismarck Civic Center. There's an expectation that you have pretty dynamic video boards.
My and I listener want me to ask you about the expense of coming to a game. Many people I know say it's too expensive for a family of five, six, maybe only one trip per year.
Well, I would tell you that I'm sensitive to that. I do think this product is much more affordable than any of the other major professional sports products in the Twin Cities. Baseball still is in my mind affordable for families. There's all kinds of different ways in terms of different ticket specials. I would ask that person to maybe take a look at our website, try to look at some of the weekends options that we have that are more in that value variety versus the premium, and I think they'll find their way towards finding more affordable seats.
Another texter says family-only areas are really nice. Do you still have those?
Yeah, we do. Cup Foods here sponsors one directly behind home plate that is a non-alcohol section, and that's been a staple of Twins baseball for a long, long time. For those fans or families that maybe just want to be able to sit with another group of families and maybe not have some of the dynamics that come with people who may be drinking.
By the way, questions or comments, 258-0550 is a local telephone number, otherwise toll free at 800-228-0550. You can also text us, 701-226-8503. Andy Rickoff's along today, our sports director. Andy, questions for Mr. St. Peter?
Well, I think we all know about the young talent, Dave. Some of the guys everyone's looking forward to, Miguel Sano, Kyle Gibson, and Byron Buxton, too. What have you seen from some of those younger players, that core nucleus that we're going to be counting on this year?
Well, you mentioned three guys that I think are really important parts of our future. Kyle Gibson, I'll start with. Obviously a starting pitcher, been here for a little while. Really has not, I think, lived up to either what he views as his potential or we view. He has made some mechanical adjustments in the offseason. He's in great shape. He had a really, really, really good spring. We don't put a ton of stock in spring training, but I have high hopes that he will have a breakout year and get back to hopefully to a win total that's 15 or more and get deeper into games. He really looks like he's made some meaningful changes in terms of his approach. Miguel Sano comes into opening day with clarity around position. You'll remember a year ago he was playing outfield. It was uncertainty. It didn't work out. Miguel wanted to play third base. He's going to play third base. He's got a chance to establish himself at that position. I think as that happens over the course of time, and there's going to be some ups and downs there, we have to understand that. We think he can play the position, but we also think that's going to help his offense. And then you mentioned Byron Buxton. I cannot say enough good things about the way Byron has handled himself. He's dealt with the adversity of some of the struggles he's had. We all know he had a great September. He had a great spring training. Obviously it starts anew for him today. The thing I'm most excited about for Byron is what I see from him as a person, as a leader, as somebody who's taken accountability inside of that clubhouse to be a great teammate, somebody who's come to us and asked for opportunities to get more involved in the community. He's a very mature young man, great father, great husband. I'm bullish on where he's going to go in terms of his career, and we know he's an elite defender. We just need to get him to be more competitive with the bat, and if that happens, he has a chance to be one of the very, very special players in our game.
And I want him to stay healthy, too. He's been
always going to be a question with him, right, because of the way he plays defense. Mm-hmm. He plays with a recklessness that will remind a lot of fans of Torrey Hunter. The difference is he's faster than Torrey Hunter, so he's going to get to more balls. He's a very aggressive defender. He makes our pitchers better with his presence in center field. And frankly, it's rare to say this. He is worth the price of a ticket just to watch play defense.
Oh, yeah, and just to run the bases as well.
No doubt about it.
And you mentioned Torrey Hunter there, obviously a great Minnesota Twin. You bring in guys like him and a Michael Kadire and a LaTroy Hawkins, just kind of be a mentor to some of these younger players. What's it been like having those guys back around the facility?
Well, it's been great. You know, obviously we had an opportunity to bring all three of those guys into the organization. Those are not celebrity roles. They are meaningful roles where guys have specific areas of focus, and they're very serious about making a difference. Yes, mentorship is part of it, but it's also around idea exchange. It's around information. They have an incredible database of people that they've either played with or played against, and they have perspective in terms of guys we may want to think about acquiring at the trade deadline or signing as free agents. They have a unique ability, I think, to connect with young players. They're going to be a huge part of this thing going forward.
Short break, back with more. We'll wrap up our conversation with Dave St. Peter, president and CEO of the Minnesota Twins. We're live at Target Field today for the home opener, 3 o'clock this afternoon, the first pitch. Stay tuned. More coming up on What's on Your Mind, 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, KLTC, and KTGO.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields and giving you choice at the pump every time. PetroServe USA, home to the 4-for-4 deal. All day, every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, breakfast pizza in the morning or your choice of toppings in the afternoon, 20-ounce drink, 2 cookies,
Four items, $4 all day, every day. It's the 4 for $4 signature special at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come inside and take advantage of Deli Express Double Char Broiled Deluxe Sandwiches, $1.99 each. Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 89 cents each. Assorted Dots are delicious and only 89 cents each. Hershey's Cookie Layer Crunch Bars, standard size, 69 cents each. King size, $1.09 each. Or the Jack Links, 2.85-ounce bag jerkies, $3.99 each. Or Giant's 5-ounce pistachios, only $2.99 each. All at a PetroServe USA location near you. PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of acting if you witness a cardiac emergency.
Only 4% of everyone that has a CPR AED card and are current with that card act. That's only 1 in 25 people will actually do something when they can, when they hold that card. I think it's fear. I think people are afraid. I think they're afraid they'll get sued. They'll be afraid that someone won't make it. They're afraid they won't use it properly. And with an AED, it's made for a sixth grader to use with no prior training. So all you have to do is turn them on. They literally are the most self-sufficient piece of equipment that you can have.
If you want to learn how to be the help, register for a CPR course today. Go to www.ndsc.org to find a course near you. That's ndsc.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Old Dutch Family Pack Chips, $2.99 at PetroServe USA all month long. A new month of great specials right there. Any roller grill item, 99 cents. So there you can choose between brat or hot dog right there. And, of course, don't forget, you can register weekly for your chance at winning one of 1,000 $50 gift cards. Every week, new drawings. So get in there and get registered in that $50,000 giveaway. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Tell them Scott sent you. Continuing our chat with Dave St. Peter, President and CEO of the Minnesota Twins. We're live today at Target Field. Craig in Underwood, Minnesota, has a question for Dave. Go ahead, Craig, your question.
You guys are at $108 million. You're $30 million under the league average payroll. If you got a below average payroll, how can you expect to have above average team?
What was the Cleveland Indians payroll last year, sir?
I think, you know, you're going to find an anomaly here and there, but you know as well as I do that the numbers don't lie. The teams that are consistent winners are consistently above that average.
Well, that's simply not been the case the last 10 years, and I've got the data. I know last year maybe would argue for you, but over the last decade, there have been more than just one team that has had a lot of success. I can assure you, look, I get it. People want us to spend more money. We're not where we are because of money. We're where we are because where we have spent the money that we have spent. It just hasn't worked out in some cases. There were a couple of years ago, we spent, you know, roughly, I think, committed upwards of $150 million on free agent pitching. Frankly, we need to do a better job of developing our own pitching. This is not a payroll issue. I appreciate that's where fans go, but I also can assure you that the Pollad family is very committed to spending payroll, including up to the league average or beyond the league average, when asked and when it's recommended by our baseball leadership. That has not been recommended by either the former baseball leadership or the current baseball leadership, but that will come in time.
Please put some money into pitching with somebody else's question and texting, I guess, a dovetail on that one.
Again,
have you put enough in pitching in your mind?
Well, it's a risky proposition. People forget we signed Ricky Nolasco to a $50 million contract, Irvin Santana to a $50 million contract, Phil Hughes to a $50 million contract. For us to be successful, we have to do a better job of developing our own pitching. The Jose Barrioses of the world and the trade we made for Mejia, those are good examples of how we're going to need to build this thing. Over time, yes, you want to find a way to supplement your roster with strategic free agent signings, but we cannot sustain living in the free agent market. That is just simply not a proven path to success, not here in Minnesota or, frankly, anywhere.
Another texture, how long is Maurer under contract, and what will the options be when his deal is up?
Well, Joe's contract runs through the 2018 season, so we've got two more years, and we'll see what Joe wants to do beyond 2018.
When does a conversation like that start?
I wouldn't expect any discussion with Joe and his folks until sometime probably after the 2018 season.
And I mean, are you negotiating that with him? Are you doing it with
that'll be a discussion with Derek Falvey, our chief baseball officer, and Derek will ultimately come forward with a recommendation to myself and to Jim Pollad.
Got it. Now, you mentioned earlier Carl Pollad and the Pollad family. We were talking, I guess, off air about Carl Pollad's lucky socks, and you have some on today.
I do. Well, Carl used to wear red socks. He had a lucky pair of socks that he wore through the 87-91 World Series championships, and then he wore them again for every big game we played throughout the 2000s. And, of course, I used to see that and kind of chuckle. Well, I got dressed this morning, I thought, you know what, we need to shake this streak of opening day losses. So I said, I'm going to grab my own pair of red socks. So that's what I'm sporting here today, Scott. I'm not sure it's much of a fashion statement.
I think it's great.
Hopefully it brings us a win. Every little bit helped.
I saw the statue of Carl and Eloise on the way in, and I smiled. My dad, he loved Cal Griffith's showmanship, but he worried that the Twins, when teams were going to that more businesslike, it was just not the guy. And really, Carl Pollad rescued the Twins, right?
The Twins wouldn't be here without Carl and Eloise Pollad. Mr. Pollad bought the team in 1984 when we were on the way to Tampa. There was a group, a scheduled meeting, an emergency meeting of the downtown Minneapolis business community, and they were going to talk about saving the Twins, and Carl went to the meeting. He was the only one that showed up, so he ended up buying the team. So that's a true story, and ultimately I'm very thankful for that as a baseball fan, first and foremost.
Is his son still very much involved in the Pollad family, very committed to baseball?
Means. Yes, we have a second generation as well as a third generation that is very involved and very committed. And, I think it's a misnomer that they manage and micromanage every decision. That's simply not the case, and I can assure you that, Derek Falvey, our chief baseball officer, has tremendous autonomy to manage our baseball operation, to drive our payroll, to make the decisions that are necessary to get us back to a level of not just respectability but competitiveness on his own. And obviously that's we hired him to do that. I always like to think you hire good baseball people to make baseball decisions.
Jeff in Ottertail, Minnesota, listening on the flag. Real quick question for Dave St. Peter. Go ahead.
Yeah, about the new stadium and as far as the Twins' performance, you know, they said they needed a new stadium and so they could field a competitive team. And since that time, their record has, you know, been 501 to 633, and attendance has gone from 3.2 million in 2010 to 1.9 million last year.
He's got a lot of stats there. Sorry, I only have 15 seconds. I mean, has the stadium helped the competitiveness?
Well, let's remember, the ballpark kept Major League Baseball viable in Minnesota for the next generation, first and foremost. We did believe it will help us be competitive. We have failed in our end of the bargain. We got to do a better job.
And winning the first game of the new season might be a great way to start, right?
Yeah, you know what?
Red Sox.
It would be a good way to get underway here. Appreciate you guys coming down.
Thanks
for being here.
You bet. Bismarck native, UND alum, our friend Dave St. Peter on What's On Your Mind. More coming up. Don't go away.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Play ball!
The calendar has flipped to April, and that means Twins baseball is back. The Twins look to right the ship with new front office personnel and loads of young talent on the roster. Stay tuned all spring and summer long for highlights, news, and scores of your favorite baseball team. A proud sponsor of our coverage and of Minnesota Twins baseball saying, Go Twins, is Sweeney Cleaners. We got the bases covered for you on the 2017 Twins season, and it's brought to you by Sweeney Cleaners, the professional choice.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save.
Over here.
To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.